It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Well, that's me. You're back with the attack. I'm Black, you're not. And trust me, we're going to get to actual sports, which will be fun. Baseball Hall of Fame selections were announced. Four guys going into the Hall, all deserve it. And we'll also talk about the steroid guys and everything else, but we're going to focus on the achievements of the four that made it in. And like I said, had the opportunity to interview two of them, which was pretty cool. We'll also talk about the guys who were close but no cigar. And get to that and have some fun with it as well. The Reese's Senior Bowl is going on, and we will have a good time with that. And whatever pops up into my feeble little mind as we go forward. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It is toll free. It is for Lee. If you're heading off to work or you're at work already, you're sitting at your desk, go to Sports Byline USA, click on the Listen Live button, and we are there for you. You can also see all the stuff that I was talking about, very different interviews that we do each and every day on each and every show with big name celebrities, sports figures, actors, actresses, authors, musicians, comedians, the whole nine yards. We never restrict ourselves. But here's the thing. You know, if you're going to talk about being on the radio, it's about radio on the go. You know, it's you're jogging, you're at the gym, you're driving the kids to school. Well, they should be at school already. Getting off to work. Everybody works different hours these days. Nobody's strict 9-to-5-er. Rare occasions. But, I mean, reality is it, you know, you got to modify it. You got to adjust it to what you want, and we're going to adjust to you. And that means iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher, talk stations, Listen Live. Boop. We're there. All the devices adapt. iPhone, tablets, laptops, iPoppies, Androids, whole nine yards. Tis all good. Make it work. We do. And you get to listen. Most important for us, the American Forces Radio Network. You know the drill. They protect us. We get the privilege. All right? Let's tap out right there. We'll be back right after this short timeout.
The new year is here, and it's time to honor those resolutions to look your best. Dr. Edward Demanskis brings decades of experience as a plastic surgeon to help you where you need it most. Abdominal etching, gynecomastia, calf implants, facial surgery, hair restoration, and more. You can see the incredible results at lookbestforless.com. Serving clients in California, Florida, Europe, and the Caribbean, Dr. Demanskis has appeared on Good Morning America and worked with multiple Olympic teams and the U.S. Army, and he can help you. Go to lookbestforless.com. That's lookbestforless.com.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. How much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
If you love fantasy but need to be a part of the action, there's a better way to play, and it's live. WinView Games is the only app that lets you make live props when the game is on TV, compete against other sports fans, talk trash, and if you're right, win cash with an immediate payout each quarter. Playing WinView is easy. During each game, props are sent straight to your phone. So what are you waiting for? Go to winviewgames.com/predict to start cashing in on your sports IQ. That's winviewgames.com/predict. WinView Games. When the game is on, it's on.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Yeah, that's me. I was just putting a Facebook message up for my friend's birthday. Happy birthday, Catherine Gal. Very good person. And, make sure you pay attention to your friends. Read stuff other than your own when you're on Facebook, you know? Seriously. You might learn something here and there. Right? Am I right, Robert? You're on Facebook? Maybe. Maybe yes, maybe no. Who knows? I can see Robert as a very big social media guy. Definitely. Definitely. Twittering away. 1-800-878-PLAYS, the phone number 1-800-878-7529. Like I said, some pretty good stuff involving MLB. Hall of Fame announcement. Edgar Martinez falls a little short. But Vlad, Trevor Hoffman, Chipper Jones, and Jim Tomei all set in. It very deserving. Like I said, Tim Kirchin came on, had some pretty darn cool stories about all of these guys. Chipper got 97.2% of the vote. He was on 410 out of 422 ballots. Why anybody would leave him off is beyond me. See, you know, there's a core of writers. God, writers are dumb sometimes. They really are. Who will never, ever put a Hall of Fame player on their ballot, even though they know they deserve to go in right away when they're in their first year of eligibility. They just don't do it. Nobody should be unanimous. Well, yeah, some should. You know, if Tom Seaver was not worthy of being unanimous, if Bob Gibson was not worthy of being unanimous, if Babe Ruth was not worthy of being unanimous, if Mickey Mantle was not worthy of being, come on, please. Chipper Jones was worthy of being unanimous, and so was Jim Tomei. I never get the stupidity level of that. Honest to God, I don't. Chipper tortures Mets fans to this day. If he walked into Citi Field, he would get booed, but in a loving way. He named his child Shay after the stadium. You know, Chipper was amazing. Like I said, we interviewed him here. And I'm going to tell these stories one by one as we go through it. Chipper changed positions. He was a third baseman primarily, but, you know, had a monster career. 19 years in the major leagues, hit .303. 468 home runs and 1,623 RBIs. And he was a great fielder. Early on in his career, he could run. As most, he slows down. But he had a peak of 25 stolen bases. He had 100 RBIs 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 times. had 90 plus an additional time. Started to slow up after 2007, I'm sorry. Started to slow up, but still hit with some pop. Injuries started taking their toll after that. And they started to have to use him a little bit more judiciously. You know, when he was drafted, there was a story about how the Braves were talking to him. They wanted to interview him, find out his attitude, you know, things along those lines. And also what he was going to ask for as far as being a number one overall draft pick, because there was no doubt they were going to take him. Unless his financial demands were just off the hook. And then, you know, there were other options. There always are. So he wanted to play for Atlanta. Braves came to his house talking to him. And they were throwing numbers around. And his dad said, "Chipper, we need to talk. Let's go upstairs." So they went upstairs to the second floor bedroom. And the dad said, "What are you, crazy? You can get twice the amount of money out of them than they're willing to offer." And his attitude was, he said, "Dad, I'm going to make a lot of money in this game because I'm that good. I want to be the number one overall draft pick, and I want to play in Atlanta. Let's not screw this up." And they went back downstairs. He agreed to the money that was being offered by the Braves. And the rest, as they say, was history. In his prime, he was one of the best players in the game. In his prime, he was probably the best third baseman to play in his era. His year in 2001, where he played 159 games, 38 home runs, 102 RBIs, he hit .330. Monster year. Monster year. Always was on base. Scored a ton of runs. And played an immaculate third base. Decent postseason player. More in the beginning. Because don't forget, the Braves always made the postseason. They just never won the World Series. Well, once. He had a .287 average in his postseason appearances, 13 home runs, 47 RBIs. But the first 364, 345, 344, then he had a .206, a couple more years over 300, at the back end of his career. You know, he didn't make the postseason between 2005 and 2012. But for that 10-year run, that decade, they were in every single year. Made the All-Star team a bunch of times. Amazing stuff. And he made a ton of money. Not too shabby. He deserves it. It's a hell of a good class, like I said. Vlad Guerrero, no-brainer to me. One of the best arms in the history of baseball. .318 career batting average, 449 home runs, and 1,496 RBIs. Put the fear of God into players. When he left Montreal, that's when, you know, truthfully, baseball started to slide there to the point where they ended up moving the franchise. Signed a big free agent deal with Anaheim. As a Met fan, I remember the Mets not wanting to get involved in that because there were real questions about his back. Yeah, he proceeded to hit .317, .329, .324, .303, and .295 before he moved on to Texas. Can you imagine what he would have done with a good back? cannon for an arm. 10-time All-Star. Was in the postseason number of times with the Angels. Not a monster average, but hit 263. 20 RBIs. Very deserving. Very deserving. Just one of the great players to ever suit up. He could have played on my team anytime. Let's tap out right there. More Hall of Fame after we come back. Going to continue a little bit with Vlad and then move on to the other two guys as well. Never had the opportunity to interview Vlad, but I have a good story about him. I do. I promise. Be back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Yep. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. I'll tell you what, the Montreal Expo outfields. Tim Raines should be in. He's not. Vlad's going in. As he should. Walker's in. You know. I'm sorry, he's not in. He went to Colorado. My bad. I was thinking, you know. But that outfield of Reigns, Vlad, Ellis Valentine, when they were together. Whew, oof-a. Go to war with them? I think so. Anytime, anywhere, any W. God, they were good. Truly. It was a story about Vlad. And again, I'll give credit to Tim Kirchen, who had all these stories. And I, you know, was watching this morning and just to see who had been announced. And then they happened to have him on, Golic and Wingo, and he was talking about these stories. And Vlad, as most people down in the Dominican, you know, they have these camps all over the place, but a lot of them are by Casa de Campo. And he bicycled over to the camp to try out. They had open tryouts. And he had two shoes on, two different shoes. One was significantly bigger than the other. So he had stuffed socks into the front of it so he could run. And they wondered why he was hobbling in the outfield. They thought maybe he was hurt. Turned out, you know, he just had two different shoes on. They noticed that, and they were like, yeah, okay. He got in, and he hit, and they let him play for 5 minutes. They didn't want to get hurt. They shut him down and said, yeah, he's gonna get signed. You know. And the rest, as we say, is history, as I said before. But, you know, if you've ever been down there, and I've been down to the Dominican many times. Wonderful country, wonderful people. And the reality is that, you know, these kids are looking for a way out. It's a poor country. Not as bad as it used to be, but, you know, the political situation down there was never great. And baseball is the opportunity to get out and make millions and provide and everything else. And what these kids do, and if you've ever been, and I haven't been to the tryout camps, but I've watched Dominican baseball down there on the fields, and these kids are just so passionate about how they play it. The fans are crazy. They have fun. And, you know, they will do anything to get out. Forging birth certificates, you know. But Vlad, anybody who doesn't think Vlad deserves the Hall of Fame, you're crazy. I've actually heard a couple, but, well, you know, he never won a championship. Okay. He was incredible. Incredible. He had the closest arm to Roberto Clemente's that I've ever seen. It may have even been better. I mean, you know, it's hard to measure that stuff, but I'm sure there's some analytic thing somewhere that says it. But Trevor Hoffman, who we interviewed on this show, they're starting to be a little more respect from Trevor Hoffman. I have four relief pitchers, I should say, and Trevor Hoffman breaking through the window after an 18-year career where he had 601 saves and a 2.87 ERA. You know, it's if you ask the old school guys, well, you know, and relievers, they only pitch to a batter or they only pitch an inning, and the game has changed. It's changed. Back in 98 when he had 53 saves, that was as dominant a year that anybody ever had. And even when he moved from San Diego and he went to Milwaukee, and, you know, he was getting up there at the time, he still had 37 saves. And the last year, you know, the wheels kind of fell off. Couldn't do it anymore. And, oh, by the way, that year with Milwaukee, he had a 1.83 ERA. Last year it ended, you know, the last year he was done. All-Star game 8 times. You know the funny thing about that? Marlins had him first. They could have kept him. And they got him out of there. And he wasn't the 100-mile-an-hour. I mean, he had a good fastball, but he wasn't the 100-mile-an-hour guy. He just knew how to pitch. And he, although he was in baseball for a long time, 18 years, he wasn't a compiler. He was effective up until his last year. He wasn't just hanging around to accumulate stats. He was that good. And the funny thing was, and few people know this, and again, critic Tim Kirchen, he wasn't a pitcher when he started. He was a shortstop, and he was a bad one. Not a bad fielder. I have no idea whether he was a good fielder or not. He was a bad hitter. Couldn't hit a lick. But in the minor league complex with the Marlins, they noticed that he had a pretty good arm, kind of a cannon. They said, you know something? You should consider pitching, which is the minor leagues. That's the polite way of saying you ain't going to make it in baseball unless you change positions and become good at that. And he recognized the fact that he probably was not going to last very much longer in professional baseball. And rather than Tim Tebowing it and being stubborn about it, he decided, well, I'll throw the baseball. Let's see what happens. So the Marlins had him in their system, and they traded him to San Diego. The first year, it was all right. 5 saves and a 3.90. Next year, San Diego, it clicked. Pitched in 47 games, had 20 saves, 2.57. Next year, 31 saves. Following year, 42, 37, 53, 40, 43, 43. The numbers just piled, piled, and piled. You know, there was only one Mariano Rivera, and they were contemporaries. I mean, Rivera was around a long time, too. Hoffman started before him. But, you know, again, you get the point. But I'll tell you, he was as good as anybody, not named Mariano, and deserved to be in. I mean, you know, again, these guys, you know, they're always, well, you know, he wasn't as good as, well, okay. But, you know, all right, so he was second best or third best. Whatever his circumstances are. Doesn't matter. Very deserving. And Jim Thome, he was somebody I started beating the drum for him years ago. And back end of his career, you know, once he left the White Sox, he started bouncing around. But he was a feared slugger. 612 home runs, did it clean. He was one of those guys, he was just country strong. Big, burly dude from Peoria, Illinois. 276 lifetime batting average, so it wasn't all or nothing. 612 home runs and 1,699 RBIs. Wish he'd gotten that one more RBI. Feared when he was with Cleveland, left in free agency. Was a monster for the White Sox. On some bad teams, by the way. They traded him to the Dodgers. He didn't stay with the Dodgers. Everybody thought his career was pretty much done by that point. You know, he's aging. He's not going to be able to. Boing. You know, and maybe he hung on a little too long at the end. But he still hit for a decent average. Still had some pop. You know, the numbers dropped after 2011. But he had already hit 500 home runs. So it wasn't like he wasn't going to go into the Hall of Fame. And, yeah, he stuck around a little too long. But he was well over 500 home runs by the time the production fell off. I think it was like 570 or something like that. I don't know. His story, as we head to the break, snuck into the Cubs dugout when he was 9 years old, right before the game, to see Dave Kingman. Said, "You're my favorite player." Kingman was like, "That's great, kid, but you got to go. The game's starting."
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve.
800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
You're back with the attack. I'm Bob Black. Good music today. We always like that. It helps brighten the day and move things along, which isn't such a bad thing. I've been bouncing around where we're going here. The Senior Bowl is going on in Automobile. And there's a lot of good stories, you know. Looking at the various different players. And like I said, for some of these people, it makes their career. They'll go from being relatively unknown or being a second-day draft pick or whatever, and all of a sudden they move up. For some, it makes it the other way. One of those players, and he's projected in the first round, but USTA defensive end Marcus Davenport is one of those guys. He measured in at 6'5 and 7/8, 259 pounds. He can play standing up. He can play in hand in the turf. And this is where some of these smaller school guys who lasted. And, you know, he's a guy, again, no stone unturned these days by the scouts. Like I said, he's projected in the first round, but where in the first round remains to be seen. It could have gone the other way for him, too. But, you know, listening to NFL radio, they're airing practices live from Mobile. And, you know, 6-on-6, 7-on-7, goal line situations. The two coaching staffs are going at it differently. O'Brien's a little more physical than Vance Joseph has been thus far. One-on-one drills. Guy that did some good for himself, Brad Bozeman, out of Alabama. He's handling himself real well. He's going to get drafted, probably second round, maybe third round, by somebody that needs a center. They're going to roll with him, and he could end up being really, really good. Harrison Phillips, another one, a nose tackle out of Stanford. Dan Brugler's tweet said he's instinctive on tape and it's showing during practice. Right place, right time, and not by accident kind of guy. And like I said with Davenport, you know, edge rushers, but he's not a one-trick pony. He can play in any kind of system, which is going to do him a lot of good. Some of the quarterbacks have been playing, not showing particularly well, other than Baker Mayfield. Now, talking about the quarterbacks, the overview on the quarterbacks down there is that Mayfield is pretty darn accurate in practice. They said the footwork is a little inconsistent, but that can be worked on. He measured it little over 6 foot, you know, so does Drew Brees. Mayfield, and again, you know, the interview process too, because don't forget, they talk to them. It's not just playing, and the game itself is not particularly relevant. But Mayfield's mom is pretty sick, and coming through, he went to Texas first before he got in, so he was late arrival. Coaching staffs understood why, and he said, look, he goes, I don't care what you think. My family's first, always. Some coaches won't like that. They want the team to be first. You know, you remember when they used to criticize dads for not being there for the birth, for, you know, taken off to go be with their mom, with their wife on the birth of the kid. Used to tear him up for that. No more. But he stepped right on the field, showed how accurate he is. He's got a cannon. He can make any throw. My biggest concern with him is just he is such an aggressive player that he's going to tick off teammates. He just is. Some are going to rally to it. Some aren't. So we'll see. John Elway was down there, and when Mayfield was on the field, they were spending a lot of time talking to Vance Joseph on what he liked or didn't like. Luke Falk has displayed pretty well. Mason Rudolph ended up having a foot issue, so he's not down there, so he didn't help himself. He'll have to do it at the combines. Western Kentucky's Mike White, who is one of those kind of dark horse candidates. You know, they had a new coaching staff in there, and they like his physicality. But, you know, we'll see. As far as the offensive line goes, Isaiah Wynn, who, you know, most people have projected in the first or second round for Georgia, has really shown it on the drills with the South. He's just, you know, solid. He can road grade, and more important, on the pass push, on the pass rush reps. And Tyrell Crosby, who was projected third round, has done himself a lot of good down there. He's handling all the edge rushers on the pass blocking. And he grades a little road as well. And he's a left tackle. So if he grades out pretty well, there may be a team that jumps on him bottom of the first round, top of the second. See the Giants. Wyatt Teller out of Virginia Tech. And like I said, don't kid yourself. Justin Fuente, he's going to start putting some players into the pros. A lot of them. The running backs, you know, look, none of these guys are going to be first-round guys. The first-round guys, they, you know, even if they are seniors, they don't show up for this because of the fact they just do not want to take the risk with the injury. But guys who are fourth-round guys, fifth-round guys, they want to show and they want to move up a little bit. Akram Wadley out of Iowa, Kalen Bailidge on the north. While he can catch the ball out of the backfield, and he makes people miss. He's got enough speed. Ballage is another one. Catch the ball out of the backfield. H-back Jalen Samuels, because he does a little bit of everything. They got him listed as a running back, but he's all over. Michael Gallup on the wide receivers out of Colorado State had a real big game. Probably a third receiver, second receiver. Jamon Moore, same dealy. Now, the tight ends were interesting. Now, Jordan Atkins is the physical specimen. He's like 6'5", 260, something along those lines. But he doesn't show up all the time. Now, I happened to be listening when he had the one-handed catch from Mike White, and he beat Jaquem Griffin, who slipped. But, again, he's a guy that doesn't show up all the time, which is why he's projected in the third rather than higher. Mike Gesicki out of Penn State, he's probably doing himself a lot of good. He's got speed, got agility, he's got soft hands. Not afraid to go over the middle. You know, so we'll see. Defensive side of the ball, okay. You know, Justin Jones out of North Carolina State, and you get these interior guys that can push a little bit. And here's a guy, just strength-wise, he's a beast. And he kept manhandling the interior blockers in practice. Out on the edge, Tyquan Lewis. I talked about the kid from UT. San Antonio. Kamiko Touré out of Rutgers. Some of these guys are one-trick ponies. Kylie Pitts, he's a spin guy out of Utah. They're going to figure that out on the next level. But another interior guy, Andrew Brown out of Virginia. He was slipping between the guards and the center on a consistent basis. He was getting there first. Now, one guy to keep an eye on with the running backs is Rashad Penny. Now, here's a guy you know, again, probably a third round dude, maybe even a fourth round guy. Big time rusher. But he catches the ball as well. More important, his versatility on the special teams. And he's a guy, you're not going to run him 15, 20 times a game. But you can run him 5 times a game. And if his legs are fresh, you know, he may break one for you. More important, punt returner, kick returner. And he catches the ball out of the backfield. Used properly, you could create some packages for him that's going to make him a pretty decent offensive weapon. I'm not saying he's going to be a superstar. But he's going to be a decent offensive weapon. And like I said, with the two quarterbacks that, you know, I'm focusing on, you know, Luke Falk impressed a little bit, but I have my reservations about him. Mayfield showed really well, just on the accuracy. Josh Allen, on the other hand, and look, he got intercepted a few times in practice. That's okay. It happens. You know, you're not in sync with your receivers. But the thing that you worry about with Allen, which, again, this is why teams are going to have to make a tough call on him. He's not accurate. His ball sails. He's got a cannon arm. He can throw the ball 80 yards in the air. But you got to throw it to the right guys. And he has issues with that. His completion percentage at Wyoming, playing in a second-tier conference, was not good. I think it was 53% or 54%. I could be wrong about that. But who he's throwing it to is the bigger question. And it's got to be cause for pause. You know, it's there have been a litany of big-armed quarterbacks who never got the accuracy aspect of it down and ended up washing out in the league. Risk-reward on him is high on both ends. He can end up being the best quarterback to come out of this draft. He could also end up being the complete bust out of this draft. This is where I would not like to be a general manager picking this guy. Way above my pay grade. But he's down there trying to show. And so far, it's been mixed results. I'm sure some of the teams that are contemplating him are not happy about what they've seen so far. At least some of it. Let's tap out right there. We'll finish it up right after this short timeout. I'm Black Ear Not. Don't go anywhere.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making 3 or 4 or 5.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. I want to thank you for keeping it on the air. Not always the easiest of tasks, but I'm blaming Jim Gray for everything. It's all Jim Gray's fault. It is. Russell Westbrook allegedly takes a shot at Damian Lillard in the NDA, the National Drama League, and it's Jim Gray's fault because he started it with the decision. Ever since the decision, it's perpetual drama in the National Basketball Association with social media and everything else that goes on. You know, Russell Westbrook was just, you know, sticking up for his teammate. Paul George, who got snubbed. He didn't mention Lillard by name. He said, unbelievable. I think it's outrageous in my opinion. I don't know who else made the team, but got four people from one team. You've got guys complaining about getting snubbed until they get in. You got guys just talking about it all the time, but the guys that deserve it should be in or not. I don't understand. Doesn't make any sense at all. All right, so maybe he meant him. He didn't name him by name. Freaking relax. Drama. Drama. Do they wear little panties under their shorts? Maybe they should. Maybe they should. I get it. TMZN. ESPN, I'm sorry. Yeah, they want the drama. They want the, oh, my God. Let's go. You know what he said about you? No, what did you say? What did you say about him? Who's going to sit next to who in homeroom? You're adults. Act like it. Can't make it up. I'm out. Have a great day, everybody.